Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we're here with Eileen Stevens, who is the Walk with Grace president, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Eileen, we've had a successful start. I think it was a great race, it sounds like, on Saturday, and we're off and running, so to speak.
Yes, we are. Grace is now starting to be kind of a year-round thing, which is great. I did hear that the race on Saturday was a great success, and I believe Joanne will be talking more about that, so I'll leave that. But all I can say is tremendous effort on all those who led that.
You and I were talking before we went on, and you still run across people all the time that have no idea about Grace or what it does. Does that surprise you a little bit?
It does, and you know, because you think everybody knows about Grace because we've been around, we're on 21 years now, everybody should know about Grace. But I did attend a couple events this past week for our Grace team, and during those events, I'm always promoting Grace. I ask people, you know, are you familiar with Grace? If they've heard of us, I ask, how did you learn about us? And many times they know about us because Grace supported one of their family members or friends. So they, you know, typically a family member, so they're aware of what we do. Several heard of us, but didn't really know what we did. Others had no ideas. They heard of it last year because they wanted to win a UTV. So they heard about Grace, but again, they didn't really know what we did. One individual I talked with on Saturday, they live in Richland Center. They donate to Grace. And I said, well, why do you donate if you don't really know what we are? And they said, well, we know you do great things for the community. And in further talking, they were totally unaware that their family member that lives right here in Richland County, currently being treated for cancer, was eligible to receive our services. She had no idea. So therefore, I'd kind of like to circle back to some of the basics. And you know, if people are listening today or catching the link later on your website, I just want to ask that if you know somebody who lives in our service area and has recently received a cancer diagnosis or are currently in treatment for cancer, that they contact us. Joanna Mell is our services coordinator. You can call her directly at 608-604-2900 or go on our website, walkwithgrace.com, and download an application, fill it out, and mail it in. So, and that's for anybody in our service area. Our service area, all of Richland County, the greater Richland County service area is those townships surrounding Richland County, but their borders touch Richland County. So that's the greater Richland County. So if you're not sure if you're eligible to receive services, just call Joanne, our services coordinator. If you learn from her that you're outside our service area, she can direct you to different resources that are in your area. You can also see a map of our service area on our website, the Walk with Grace website. So individuals being treated for cancer, they can submit an application once a year. If you find there's still a need after your initial year, then you can apply again. If a second year is provided, the first year we provide $2,750. The second year, we provide $2,250 in financial support. And should they need a third year, it is $1,750. And a fourth year of support, if needed, would be $500. So, and those funds, they can use for what they need. They can, maybe they need to pay for prescriptions. It could be that they need to apply it towards their health care insurance premiums. We can help cover that. Might be a utility bill that needs paid. They can send that to us. We pay the utilities directly, so we know the money is going there. Maybe they need groceries or personal hygiene items. We have gift cards for Walmart that we can share with them. As many of us know, there's multiple trips when they're in radiation treatment, which is a daily trip from their home or to Madison or La Crosse to receive treatment. Well, that gets very costly, so we also have gas cards that we get from Quick Trip, because there's Quick Trips well between La Crosse and Madison that they can gas up at. We've had requests for hotel rooms that maybe the night before a surgery or a procedure, we contract with the different hotels. I mean, UW Carbone contracts with a hotel down there, and La Crosse has a hotel. So we use the hotels that are tied to the hospital. Maybe it's a cell phone bill. You need your cell phone. You can't have that service cut off. We can help with that. So, and, you know, services are not based on income level. Anybody can receive services if they're in our service area. We do not discriminate on the basis of age, gender, sexual orientation, ethnic background, religious background. Our services are open to all in our service coverage area. If they have a cancer diagnosis and they live in our service area, we can help.
You ever find where someone has applied for it and maybe, you know, they kind of get past that stage, but then 2 or 3 years later, maybe it comes back a little bit? They can reapply at that time then?
Correct. Well? They can reapply. It does not need to be consecutive years for that second year of support. You know, that has happened where they'll have their year of service, they're gone cancer-free or in remission for 3-4 years, and then they get the diagnosis again. They can come back and apply to us for a second service.
Or even after maybe you've been going through some treatments, but you still have those trips, as you mentioned, those gas cards can be really handy, don't they?
You bet. The gas cards are very, you know, people don't think about that, but that's just, it's a small thing that can just really take some pressure off.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Well said. You mentioned the greater service area. That's expanded a little bit as you enter your 21st year. It is a little bit wider service area, isn't it?
Right. We decided as a board back in January there were a couple townships outside of Richland County that were covered. And we looked at it and decided, it's like, you know, if we're covering those townships, why don't we bring in all the townships that touch Richland County? So we went, you know, looked at Vernon, Crawford, Iowa, Sauk, I know I'm missing one, Vernon, whatever. But all the counties that touch Richland County, and those townships that connect to us, we reached out to them and brought them into our service area. So it expanded it just a bit, brought in the Boscobel area, Boscobel Hospital. So, you know, that's another source for our grants even to look at for grant writing.
If someone's being treated at Richland or Boscobel or whatever, do you work with those hospitals as well?
Right, we do. And you know, circling back a bit, it's kind of funny because another individual I chatted with works here at town at the hospital. And I just asked, you know, how long have you been there? Well, they had mentioned several years, which I don't know, is that 5 years? Is it 25 years? I don't know. But they never heard of Grace, which was very shocking when they're right here in town at the hospital. But that tells me we have a gap in our communications that we need to fix on our end. If we're not reaching people in the healthcare facilities, then, you know, we have to do better on our end. Recently, Grace joined the Boscobel Chamber, and in May was the annual renewal for the Richland Center Chamber, so we reactivated our membership with them. And I'll be actively involved in both of those chambers so I can reach those members and the people that are touch base there. But I'd also like to reach out to the communities, the service organizations, whether it's their HR director or maybe the place you work for does lunch and learns, I believe they're called, to come in and talk at a lunch and learn, or just talk, again, to a manager to meet with them. They could even be a sports team that wants to do a fundraiser. You know, talk to them, let them know who we are, what we do. I would not be going in and asking them for money. I mean, I was a business owner myself, and I know you've got somebody coming through your doors once, twice a day asking for donations, and that can be very taxing on businesses, especially small ones. So asking for financial donation while I'm there would not happen. What I would be doing is discussing the opportunity to support our mission, whether it's volunteering, could be forming a team, and maybe they could look at a financial donation in their future budget. But I won't go in and simply ask for money. I want to share ideas, talk to them, you know, where they can provide support if they so choose. So, and in our service area now, we have miles and miles and miles of people to reach. And so, again, questions, you can call us, you can email us, and I will be reaching out as well. So, I mean, our we just have simply amazing individuals in our service area that are very generous in giving a hand up. And I feel it's because of all of us know somebody that's in the fight. Mm-hmm. So it's just helping each other.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate or the fortunate thing. You know, it's
right.
Like, and that's why I think Grace pulls at the heartstrings a lot, because we know just about anybody knows someone who's been touched by cancer. That's for sure.
Right.
So very important. And you mentioned lunch and learns and that kind of thing. So your members of the group would be available to go to talk to Chamber of Commerce in other cities or other towns or whatever and things like that. Sure.
Right. Right. Yeah. There's, I mean, it's not just me. We have a whole group of people that, and to even maybe get contacts in those various communities, because, you know, we need several people to help us get the word out. And if I can get a key person in each community to be that point person to do that legwork in that community, so it would be very helpful.
I had a couple of calls last week thinking that the Race for Grace was the event. They're like, oh, we didn't know they moved Grace to May. And, well, no, it's not that. So the actual walk is going to take place as it has in the past, isn't it?
Yes. The walk with Grace, that's the core. That's the heart and the soul of who we are and what we are. And, of course, as you know, your lovely wife will be in here talking and updating us on where we're at with Walk with Grace. I just want to reiterate that, you know, this year it's August 9th. But I want to ask everybody to mark your calendars from here to eternity, the second Friday evening of August every year. The date is not important. Just program your brain. Grace, second Friday of August every year, rain or shine.
And it's going to be the traditional walk again this year at Crosscut Park, it sounds like.
Yes, yes. That we will always do the walk at Crosscut Park, where we, you know, try to energize and keep things new or bringing in. You know, like the walk around the world with Grace that Leaf has headed up. And then we've got the Race with Grace that just took place this last Saturday, which will be another event. So trying to find other annual events. But the original walk in August, they said that's the heart and soul. That is the foundation that we're building off of.
Yeah, the culmination, the celebration of the last year and all the strong efforts.
Right.
We did want to touch on the auction just a little bit. I know you've had some questions about the live auction this year and if you're doing that.
Right. Well, first of all, we did send out, the auction committee did send out letters to businesses and that. So if you did not receive your letter, or if we just missed your name in the list, because we're talking to a lot of people, again, call us, ask for your form. Our auction committee will determine where the donations will be used. And as you know, Phil, there is the WRCO radio auction we'll be doing this year. And then the night of the walk, we will have the silent auction and the bucket raffle. So the live auction, that did not exist for the first 18 years, but year 19 and 20, as part of the walk, we brought in a live auction, and of course it was a huge hit. It was phenomenal. It was recommended by Wilkinson, that, you know, we talked to the auction professionals to keep that event strong and exciting, that they suggested that we rotate it in and out of the rotation. So maybe like every 5 years we do the auction. So that will keep the live auction. That will keep it fresh. The walk is the core of the grace. And, you know, the walk, I mean, that grew and it grew and it grew. And then we saw that it kind of waned off. And so not as many teams were coming back. When things start to become, you know, the same old, people lose interest. We need to keep looking at fresh and appealing ideas. And June and her volunteers have done a wonderful job with the walk and keeping people engaged. We need to keep, you know, last year we added the ATV, something new and fresh, generated a lot of interest, you know, got our name out there. We always need to keep looking at, you know, the strong foundation, but how do we keep people coming back for more? And the auction was great. But if we do it every year, then we're failing to do the outreach that we need to do. We're only reaching those individuals that are interested in auctions, and we're excluding everybody else if that's our main focus. Also, if we have an auction every year, we're kind of offloading our fundraising to a third party. And live auctions are a huge amount of work behind the scenes. And when we're asking, you know, there's thousands of supporters in our service area, and by depending on one auction company, we're only capturing, like I said, one small piece of the pie of our supporters. Wilkinson's, they've invested a lot of time and money into Grace, and we cannot expect that kind of investment by a third party year after year after year, because we need their support too when we do the auction. We want them to be excited about the auction. And we would never want to take advantage of a sponsor who's been so generous to us. And so we're extremely grateful to Wilkinson and all they've done the past 2 years. They fully support us only having the auction every 4 to 5 years or whatever we decide, because they too say it's going to lose momentum. We need to keep it fresh. We need to keep it energized. We need to keep it strong. So that gives people something to look forward to, is, oh my gosh, the auction's coming back, you know. Now, I don't know how that's going to look in the rotation, how it's going to be in our operating procedures. We count on the board, I should say, will count on the recommendations of the professionals and the auction committee as to how that will look. And, you know, we are taking a little bit of kickback from some that want to have that auction every year. And that's to be, you know, that's to be expected. It was a huge success. But what's important to remember is Grace is raising money for members of our community. That could be our coworkers, could be our neighbors, could be our family. So when and if a cancer diagnosis is received, that everyone knows that Grace is in a strong position to financially support the needs of that family. We very much value our donors, and we recognize and thank them. I know a majority of our donors, they are giving from their hearts, and it's not for personal recognition. Without our fabulous donors and supporters, we would not have this amazing program. They are what make it work.
Indeed. And many of them will be donating again to the radio auction that we'll be doing a week or so before the actual walk, and then for the silent auction as well. So some Grace representatives will, I'm sure, be coming around if they haven't already started to kind of plant that seed for local businesses, right?
Right, right. We have mailed out those letters, so we'll be doing some follow-up. We've already got, you know, Pizza Rants of Reedsburg already has donated, Randy Olson, Pratt's, Mark Jelenic with his Bucks tickets, Booney Tunes has donated a beautiful hand-painted fall tree scene.
And look for the guitars for Grace.
The guitars
posted all over. They've been here, and I noticed in some other areas this week, too.
Yes, so to see those throughout, to remind everybody on a daily basis. Of course, we have, you know, Jolene Newkirk has her fudge coming in, Marge Jelenic has her pies coming in, and, I mean, every day I talk to Marge, and she tells me there's more donations on the desk, so that's where I'm headed after here, is to go process those donations. But if you have something you'd like to donate, you know, get the paperwork back to us as soon as possible. We want to know what we have, but by July 10th, we'd like to have everything donated in our office, so then the auction committee can look at it and work with, you know, WRCO and where are we going to get the most back from the donations. Where should they be used? At the bucket raffle, at the silent auction, the WRCO radio auction.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll all determine that.
Right. So it all goes for the same cause. If somebody donates, it still goes to the same coffer, doesn't it?
Right, right.
And if someone is listening and would like to donate, is there a number or somewhere that they can check again?
Certainly. Eileen? They can always give our office number a call. And that number is 608-604-6255. Or they can email gracelocalcancer@gmail.com.
So you had the packets given out at the kickoff last week, and I know that people will be selling raffle tickets in the area. That event is back, isn't it?
Yes, the calendar raffle again, one of those things that's just kind of the core of Grace. We do it every year. We've already had Team Crusaders has already turned in $1,600 of tickets that they sold over the last weekend. Many teams are selling calendar raffle tickets. We have 4,000 being sold with 46 chances to win for your $10 donation. So that's pretty good, you know, odds there. We ask teams not to hold on to their tickets, but if they have tickets that they'll be actively selling, you know, go ahead and sell it. What hurts is when you know, they're hanging on to tickets and not selling them, and then the week before the event, all these unsold tickets are turned in. So that's lost revenue for our efforts. You know, there's money involved in printing the tickets and not to be able to sell them. They just turn into scrap paper at the end of that. So we want to be able to sell it. If your team did take tickets and you realize that you checked out maybe more tickets than your teammates are willing to sell, it's no harm, no foul. Bring them back to the office. Let's put them back in the rotation so other teams can pick them up and get those tickets sold. And hope that makes sense what I'm trying to say there. We don't want to have a bunch of unsold tickets turned in the week of the event.
And $10 is pretty reasonable for a raffle ticket these days, isn't it?
Very reasonable. Very reasonable. And as you notice, the night of the walk, we have two $1,000 drawings that night on August 9th. And then it goes to like $250. Fridays, I think, are $500 and $250. Two drawings each day for the month of August, starting on the 9th.
And there are other fundraisers going on as we speak, aren't there?
Oh, there are. There's always fundraisers going on. I love all our teams and all the people that do so much for us. And again, if you have a Grace event going on, let us know. Maybe you have a small team and you want to join forces with another team in a fundraiser. I'm not saying dissolve your team and, you know, keep your team as an independent, but join with another team to, you know, have a fundraiser and then split the revenues between your two teams. We want your independent team. It's not about creating large and powerful teams, or it's not a contest in that regard. Any day I'd rather have 100 small teams working from their heart to support the initial reason they started with Grace than having, you know, 30 mega teams and then people lose focus and the individuals participating just become a number. And we don't want that. We want our volunteers, we want our teams to have a purpose for what they are doing. You know, because they started that team for a reason. They are honoring maybe a family member or a friend. So that we want that to be the core of their team. And I just don't want that meaning lost. So independence of the teams working together, fundraising is great. And we have a new event coming up June 9th. It's a team out of Muscadet that this is an example of teams working together. So it would have been super easy for a team to take this in as their team event, but instead it's kind of a hand up helping somebody get started for an event. Tom Hendrickson Muscadet, he's organizing a motorcycle cruise to honor individuals in his life that have been victims of a cancer diagnosis. So it is advertised as a motorcycle cruise, as that is his passion. That's where his heart is the motorcycle. So it is a motorcycle cruise. However, he's going to welcome in classic cars and trucks and ATVs, you know, to join in behind the bikes. The more the merrier. That event, $15 a vehicle. It's leaving from Honkers in Muscadet, cruising the beautiful country roads of Richland County and beyond, where I know it's like Soldiers Grove, Boaz, Viola, Rockton. I guess at Rockton they do a barbecue chicken. And so we can purchase that when we stop at Rockton, is to have a barbecue chicken dinner, which helps support that business. And so we want to give them a heads up because we want their event to be successful and not run out of food. So if we can give them a heads up to help them have a successful event. The ride's going to catch Hillsboro, Richland Center, ending up back at Muscadet for music and raffle prize drawings, 50-50. All the money of that event is going to go towards Grace. So if you're interested in participating in this new event, and I truly hope it becomes an annual event for Tom's team out of Muscadet, but you can contact Tom directly with questions, and his number is 608-739-4321. So, and I know since he's welcoming in the car cruise, I know Dave and I are going to be, you know, Dave will get out his 70s Charger. Just sounds like so much fun. And I guess I would ask all our Mopar friends to join us in Tom's event to help make that a success. I highly encourage, you know, bikers, classic car and truck owners to participate. Heck, Phil, I'm sure with your $15 donation, your vibe could even be in it. You could have squirt riding shotgun. It would just be epic. It'd be a great addition to his event.
Well, the vibe will be 20 years old this fall, so it's getting to be a classic.
Yeah, there you go.
and Amy is selling the flower baskets again in downtown Richland Center. That always goes well.
Yes, Amy's flowers at Bendel's Tire and Auto. Great supporter of Grace. She has beautiful plants and flowers, and I just encourage everybody to stop down, whether they need it for their own place or maybe it's like, hey, our neighbor's been great, I want to give them a gift. I mean, it's just beautiful stuff she has.
It is. A lot of people are thinking outside the box, you know. I think when you think about those fundraisers, and maybe if somebody's listening, if they're thinking of something, you can always use new ideas and volunteers too, can't you?
You betcha. Always new ideas. Always, you know, people are asking, how can they help? How can I volunteer? You've heard us talk about parades in the past on some of the morning shows. Tom's cruise, that's traveling through many cities or many, many towns and rural areas. So you may not be interested in the cruise, but what about, it's like, hey, I live in Viola, they're coming through here. Give Tom a call and see how you can assist him in his fundraising events while they're going to be through that town. That would be a great support. People helping make these events, that's what makes Grace successful, is people helping people. Grace activities, from fundraising, maybe it's an event organization, team recruitment, luminaries, calendar raffles, and so on. Each event has a coordinator, But everyone does their part to make those chairs effective in their roles. June is our walk coordinator. She has several subcommittee chairs, and each of those chairs need volunteers in their respective areas. We have Joanne and Rod coordinating the calendar raffle. However, you know, all the walk teams and individuals and businesses, they're out there pounding the pavement, selling tickets. They want to help sell tickets. They can contact Joanne or Rod and get some calendar raffles to sell. We have recruitment coordinators. But again, everybody is actively recruiting teams, and whether for their own team or helping to promote new teams. It's just a great team of individuals that are effectively working together. And it's like no one person is more important than the other person. It takes the greater Richland service area to make Grace what it is. So we want to be there to help your family and neighbors, your friends, whenever they get that word of cancer.
We're getting into the parade season as well. And I know Grace has already started with that. You've got a few to go this summer, don't you?
Yes, they participated in the Morel Mushroom Festival parade. That was a hot day. Usually the parades require about 2 hours of your time. And that, I mean, I'm talking, that includes the time of when you show up on spot to prepare and line up and get ready for the parade about a half hour before, to walking the parade and finishing and getting back in your car. That's, you know, 2 hours is everything. We look for people to walk in the parade, to hand out brochures. Great bonus, because it kind of ties into Leaf's position of walk around the world with Grace, because those walking miles you can incorporate into Leaf's event and get credit for that. So exercise plus walk around the world with Grace mileage, it's good. You run into a lot of people that you may not have seen for ages, and that's always fun. It's like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you for 40 years, you know? We hand out information flyers. Some hand out sunscreen or maybe a piece of candy. Maybe banner holders. We have the Grace banner. We're always looking for two people to carry that banner in front of the parade, the people handing out stuff. If you're a cancer survivor and would like to maybe ride in the, we call it the people mover, the wagon or the truck, and simply wave, we refrain from having people on the wagon or in the truck throwing candy, because that encourages kids to run into the street, which is a safety issue, not only for them, but, you know, maybe there's an animal in the parade that they spook by a quick, you know, bolt out into the street. So we want to keep things safe. Colleen MacArthur, she's with the Rockwell team, and she's the one doing our parade coordination for us. So reach out to her if you have any questions on that. I think I know she has the June Dairy Days Parade lined up here in Richland Center, as well as the 4th of July in Lone Rock, Viola Horse and Colt Show in September. So that's after our walk, but we promote and recruit year-round to put that awareness out there. And I would just ask people that if they have something going on in their community, to let us know. You know, give us a call. You've got a parade. Maybe it's a homecoming parade this fall. You know, we can hand out information at those. Just be part of the community out there. So if there's a parade in your future, contact us. We'll get you in touch with Colleen. Maybe you have a vendor event or something in your town that's a big to your community, contact us. We can get an information booth out there.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. You've got some other things coming up. Yeah, homecomings and football games and things like that. I'm sure you'd be open if somebody would invite you, right?
You betcha. Yeah, we've got a lot of teams out there. It just takes a couple people to sit at an event and share information about Grace, who we are, what we do.
Well, always good to have you in the studios. Anything you'd like to say as we wrap up today, Eileen?
Well, I did touch on a lot of areas, and I know you have other dedicated Grace team committee members that are waiting to get on here. That'll go into more depth on some of the points I touched on. I cannot encourage the listeners enough to help spread the word. You know, never assume that everybody knows who we are and what we do. As you know, if you caught the beginning of our discussion here today, I learned of people right here in our community that don't know we exist, or they knew we existed, but they didn't even know they were eligible to request services for a family member. So we need you to help us get the word out, and you know, to make sure that people in the know are sharing it, and never to assume that Everybody knows what grace is. So, but Phil, I want to thank you again for taking, you know, for making grace set a part of the morning show. We're grateful for the opportunity to share our upcoming events each week or each month. We thank you for the support of this past weekend with the Race for Grace and the time with the radio auction that's coming up in later this year, plus the music you provide at the walk and the equipment you provide us. It's a great success, and you certainly make that happen for us, and we thank you.
We appreciate you saying that. Thank you, Eileen. And keep up the good work now in your first year as Grace president, I guess, right? That's what it says on the business cards, if you have one.
Yes. It's like I said, it's a community that makes this work.
Yeah,
so.
It really is. Great. Well, we appreciate you, and we'll see you again probably next month to stop
All
by
right.
the studios.
I appreciate it, Phil. Thank you.
You bet. Eileen Stevens joining us here on this portion of the morning show.
And utility bolts. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Potessa cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing, and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Potessic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs. Today's forecast calls for morning sun, then clouds to thicken, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and a high of 71. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Showers ending this evening, then partly cloudy, a low of 50. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy and cool, a few more showers popping up in the afternoon, and a high of 67. Right now in Richland Center, some nice sunshine and 55.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff today as the state and nation recognize Memorial Day to honor and remember the nation's fallen heroes, as well as the family members and loved ones they left behind. Memorial Day is the day each year when we honor and remember the fallen heroes that sacrificed their lives while serving our country. There are Memorial Day programs in our area today. A Memorial Day service will be held at the Avoca Cemetery starting at 9 this morning. Avoca American Legion members are asked to meet at the cemetery arch at 8:30. And the program will be held in the school gym in case of inclement weather. The Cazenovia American Legion Post 491 Memorial Day service will be held today. Be at the American Legion Post between 8:30 and 8:45. Flag raising will be held at 9. A parade in Cazenovia follows, and a ceremony will be held at the post. Lunch will be served by the 4-H Club. Memorial Day Mass at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley will be held today at 9. Following the service, there will be refreshments and fellowship in the church basement hall. The Richland Center Memorial Day Parade will step off at 10. Please note, due to planned road construction around the cemetery, the parade lineup is at 9:30 near 1st and 2nd and Jefferson Streets and will proceed at 10 o'clock to the Veterans Memorial Pavilion at Kroska Park, with the ceremony starting immediately after. Also, the Vietnam Veterans Troop Carrier will be available for those who cannot join in the march with the others. Veterans needing a ride should meet at the parade lineup no later than 9:45 today. When the Memorial Day ceremony ends, the Women's Relief Corps Water Service remembering those lost at sea will also take place at North Park near the small bridge and shelter area. Memorial services will be held at Battery Park in Lone Rock at 10 and at St. Malachi Church in Clyde at 11. Any veterans who want to participate in services should be at the Lone Rock Library at 9:30 today. Everyone is welcome to attend to honor
our veterans. The Muscadet American Legion will hold a Memorial Day service at 11 at the Muscadet Cemetery. A potluck dinner will follow at the Muscadet Village Hall. All are welcome. Spring Green American Legion Post 253 will honor deceased veterans at 9 and at the Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park in Spring Green. A Memorial Day chicken barbecue will follow from 11 until 1, unless sold out earlier at the Spring Green Community Center. Meals will be carry-out only. The Arena Ewing Johnson Veterans of Foreign Wars, Post 9336, will have a rifle ceremony at noon at the Arena Cemetery. And American Legion Post 398 will have a program at the Veterans Memorial in downtown Plain starting at 10. Ceremonies will also follow at 11:30 at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery, St. Patrick's in Loretto, and will conclude at White Mound Cemetery. That's a thumbnail sketch of the Memorial Day recognition programs going on today. The High Ground will host its 14th annual Honor Ride today. For 13 years, the Honor Ride has brought veteran and civilian motorcyclists together on the day designated to hold those who died in service to our country in remembrance. The Honor Ride routes will start at 8 different locations, including Minocqua, Watertown, Appleton, Onalaska, Wausau, Eau Claire, Neillsville, and Boscobel. Volunteer route riders have prepared scenic rides that lead to the American Legion Post 73 in Neillsville. Riders begin to arrive around 11:30 at the American Legion. They will have the opportunity to take part in basket raffles and enjoy a meal as well. At 2:30 today, the riders will line up and depart the Legion at 2:45. This last ride of the day will take them through Neillsville and out to the High Ground in commemoration of Memorial Day. As Memorial Day guests welcome the riders along the Flag Line Road, the Liberty Bell will ring to signal their arrival. The High Ground invites guests to gather on the plaza at 3 as the Liberty Bell rings once more for the National Moment of Remembrance and the beginning of the Memorial Day ceremony. The High Ground is located on Ridge Road in Neillsville. What's believed to be wreckage of a plane flown by a Wisconsin World War II flying ace was discovered recently in the South Pacific. Poplar native Richard Bong shot down 40 Japanese aircraft in a Lockheed P-38 Lightning fighter nicknamed Marge after Bong's girlfriend. A Veterans Historical Center in Superior, named in Bong's honor, teamed with World War II historical preservation group Pacific Rex to search for the plane, which crashed in the jungles of New Guinea while another pilot was at the controls. Pacific Rex leader announced last week that the expedition discovered the plane's wreckage. Bong was killed in a plane crash in 1945 while serving as a test pilot. Bong, who shot down more enemy planes than any other American pilot, was awarded the U.S. military's highest decoration, the Medal of Honor, in 1944. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The American Red Cross asked the public to give blood or platelets in the upcoming drives. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be tomorrow from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Center Senior Center. The second will be Saturday from 8 until noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mazamani. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
The forecast for today calls for a high in the low 70s. Morning sunshine, but clouds will roll in and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later today, this afternoon. Northwest winds at 10 to 15. Showers ending this evening, then partly cloudy, a low of 50. Partly to mostly cloudy and cool Tuesday. A few more showers popping up in the afternoon and a high of 67. Right now, we've had some sunshine early on today after a low of 55. That followed yesterday's high temperature of 61 early in the morning. We picked up 94 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios. Currently, it is 56 degrees.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Salama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find them online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Time sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up in sports, a look at the schedule of local games today. And the Brewers suffered a loss, but prepare now for a big series against the Chicago Cubs.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Well, the hometown baseball schedule was pretty much a wash yesterday, including our featured game, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Muscadet. There is a full slate of games today in hometown baseball, weather permitting. They include Hollandale at Dodgeville this afternoon, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Wyota, Ridgeway at Argyle, Muscadet at Blanchardville, Black Earth at Mazamani, and Cazenovia at Ashton. One game that's flip-flopped a little bit, Belleville will travel to Arena. That's not the way it was originally scheduled, but looking like the playing field might be in better shape in Arena. So that one today at 1 o'clock on this Memorial Day. Reliever Elvis Peguero gave up the deciding run in the bottom of the eighth inning as the Brewers lost the final game of a long road trip 2-1. William Contreras knocked in Milwaukee's only run with a single in the fifth, but the Brewers finished 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Peguero took the loss. The defeat prevented a winning road trip, with manager Pat Murphy's squad dropping 5 out of the 9 games. Rookie Robert Gasser starts this afternoon to begin a 4-game series at American Family Field against the Chicago Cubs. So a big series coming up for the Brew Crew, and the Cubs will counter with left-handed pitcher Justin Steele, who comes in at 0-2 with a 5.68 ERA. In other baseball from yesterday, Seattle 9-5 over Washington. San Diego beat the Yankees 5-2. In the National League, Cincinnati 4-1 over the Dodgers. Mets 4, San Francisco 3. Atlanta 8-1 over Pittsburgh. Colorado 5-2 winners against Philadelphia. Miami 3, Arizona 1. And St. Louis was a 4-3 winner against the Cubs. In the American League, Detroit 14, Toronto 11, Tampa Bay 4, Kansas City 1, Baltimore 4-1 over the White Sox. Texas 6, Minnesota 2, Houston 5, Oakland 2, and Cleveland 5-4 over the Angels. The Badger football schedule is predicted to be the fourth toughest in the Big Ten Conference for the upcoming season. The addition of 4 teams from the Pac-12, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington changes the conference landscape. The same projection from BadgersWire.com would rank Wisconsin's schedule strength in the top 40 in the nation. The University of Wisconsin Whitewater has earned a return trip to the NCAA Division III World Series, which starts on Friday. The last time the Warhawks made it this far was 2016. A pair of victories over UW La Crosse kept them alive. Head coach John Vodenlich has led the team to two national titles in 2005 and 2014. UW Whitewater has a record of 40-9 as they enter the tournament. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Dallas Mavericks made all the big plays at the right time, beating the Minnesota Timberwolves 116-107 for a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Yosef Newgarden put his cheating scandal behind him to become the first back-to-back winner of the Indy 500. That's been 22 years since that's been accomplished, and he gave Roger Penske a record-extending 20th win in the greatest spectacle in racing yesterday. That's a look at WRCO Sports this Monday, Memorial Day. Good morning. The time is now 6:45.
On this portion of the morning show, we're back to talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. And June Nee, chair of this year's walk, will be on with us next. June, it was a successful kickoff last Thursday. Maybe you could tell us about it a little bit.
Yes. Hi, Phil. The kickoff went very well. The pancake supper by the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center was fantastic. Some great food. So we want to say thank you to them for doing that again for us this year. We had a total, as of right now, 32 teams registered. So that's fantastic. We want to thank all those teams. The night went really well.
Good. You had people coming out to support Grace, and I think the fun thing is sometimes you get people that come out that maybe don't know a lot about it. It's time to kind of educate them a little bit about it.
Yes, we were hoping that people would come out and stay for the little bit of the program that we had. We introduced our ambassadors and just kind of learn a little bit about Grace. Some people came just for the pancake supper, and we really appreciate that. And then other team, you know, people came in and registered their team and stayed. It was a really good night.
Anything different for the teams? I know you made some announcements as you handed out the packets this year.
No, nothing different. The one thing I wanted to talk about today is just to make sure that they know, the teams remember, that T-shirt order deadline is Tuesday, June 11th from 3 to 7 at the Grace office. So be sure to get your T-shirts in by that time, because after the deadline, you won't be able to order your shirts.
What do the shirts look like this year?
They're a Tennessee orange, and I think they're going to look really sharp. They kind of a little bit not as bright as the colors for the Race for Grace, but it's a nice orange, I think, for us.
Well, let's talk about the Race for Grace that went on Saturday. Did it look like it was a success for you?
I think so. I believe we had around 200 participants. A lot of people were out there, and that was just fantastic. A lot of runners and walkers, and the little kids were fun when they started out with their little quarter mile run. I really enjoyed the 10K. I felt like Alan and his team did a wonderful job setting up the courses and putting it all together, from the Star Spangled Banner to the Fireman's Race. It was all, I thought it would just went really well.
Couldn't have planned for a better day weather-wise, could they?
No, we got very fortunate with that. And for first year, I mean, you always have those little hiccups with anything, but I think it went really well for our first year. And Alan says it won't be the last, so I'm excited about another Race for Grace next year.
The two go hand in hand, because I know Grace is all about prevention, too, and getting people out and moving and grooving, isn't it?
Yes, and that's kind of our theme for this year, making a stride for a cure. No matter how you're active, just be active, whether it's dancing, walking, running, rowing, whatever you want to do, just being active, getting outdoors in the sunshine and fresh air, and doing something. It's all good for you. It's a huge benefit.
Very impressive that you had all ages there too, because you mentioned the kids, but when they were giving out the medals, there were people in the older age categories that were well represented as well.
Yes. Yes. That was fantastic.
And I was really inspired by the firemen. They had to do the 1 mile walk with their full gear on. But then when they all funneled through the finish line there, that was just something to behold.
I bet. I missed it. I was out on the course doing the 10K. So I hope to be able to see that next year. But what a fantastic thing. And thank you to all those firefighters out there who participated in that. I know that meant a lot to Alan.
Any idea if somebody wasn't there for the award ceremony, how they get the medals, or should
no,
they contact the Grace office perhaps?
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, we can ask Alan Kaszubski the next time that he is on. You mentioned the ambassadors. Would you like to talk about them?
Yes. We introduced our four ambassadors this year. They are Tara Weitzel, Marge Benson, Jackie DeAger, and Elizabeth Moore.
Okay.
Those are our four ambassadors for this year, and we are honored and very excited to have them and to hear their stories.
Were they at the kickoff night?
All three of the four were at the kickoff. Elizabeth wasn't able to be there, so we look forward to meeting her, but we were excited to meet our other three ambassadors.
So they'll be forming kind of their little groups and teams and things like that and getting ready for the walk as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Anything different in terms of the walk? Any updates for the main event?
Nope. We're just getting ready. Just making plans. We'll meet again. Our monthly committee meeting will be in the third Thursday in June. I believe it's the 20th. So we'll meet again and we'll kind of get things finalized. We're working on food trucks and the food that we'll have at the park. And I don't think there's going to be anything new or out of the ordinary this year. We're just going to celebrate the things that have made the walk special over the years. The luminary ceremony, having those luminaries around that track. We will have another design from the Rogers, chalk art, and so that's going to be exciting. So I think it'll just be, a really nice year.
That is the main event, and we had some people last week thinking that the walk or the Race for Grace was the main event, so it's nice to let people know that that was just kind of one of the events during the year.
Yep, just a fundraiser that we were able to have. And the main event is Friday, August 9th at Crosscut Park.
And the raffle tickets are out in the community now. So people should know that they may get asked.
Yes. Yep. There's calendar raffle tickets out there being sold. The teams will have them. And if you need some, they're at the Grace office. And you can go to our website, walkwithgrace.com, to get the Grace Hours. And you're able to get luminaries up there. Luminaries are also available at different locations around town. I don't have that information on me right now, but I know that they're available out there in some of the businesses in town.
So the luminaries are, again, the bags that you can buy in honor of somebody, in memory of, or in honor of, or somebody that's going through a journey. How much do those cost?
The luminary bags are $5.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay for the bag when you pick it up. You can pick a bag up and take it home and decorate it. And then when you turn your luminary bags in, that's when you need to have the $5 in the bag.
Is it too late to join a team?
Oh, absolutely not. We welcome teams as up until the walk. You're welcome to register a team. But if you want T-shirts for your team, you will need to register and get that order in on Tuesday, June 11th.
And we talked a little bit with Eileen that there's not going to be that live auction, but there's still going to be a radio auction, silent auction. If somebody would like to donate or help out or ask questions, I know the auction committee has been meeting.
Yes, we have. I know there's a few people that are disappointed that there isn't a live auction. We did that for 2 years in a row. It was a wonderful success, but it is a lot of work. We don't have the manpower, and it's hard on businesses, and it's hard on us. So we're just taking a little break. Maybe we'll pick that back up again in a few years. But right now, we're excited that WRCO is going to have a radio auction, and we will have a silent auction and a bucket raffle at the walk on Friday, the 9th of August.
Okay. And then that week, you also have your night for people to turn in packets and things like that?
Yes. On Wednesday, August 7th at the Phoenix Center, we will have a free will offering pizza dinner with some veggies. That's kind of our captain's night. You turn in your packets. Then the money, turning in your packets that evening ensures that the money will be credited to your team. You turn in your packets, your luminaries, your raffle tickets, and then you are able to turn that stuff in at the walk. It just will not count towards your team, I believe. And but yeah, we will have a little pizza dinner, and we will hear from UW-Carbone and Gunderson. And it's always it's a fun night to hear what they're doing with the funds that Grace is entrusting them with.
It is. And it's an educational night, too. And I mean, and I've been there the last few, and they put it out there in kind of layman's terms so we can kind of understand what they're talking about. And
yes,
some impressive things are happening.
Yes.
Behind
yes.
the scenes. So Grace can be proud of that as well. Anything else you'd like to add, June?
Well, I just want to say thank you to all of the volunteers that came out for kickoff, from board members to my committee chairs and members and family members who came out, helped set up, and helped clean up. I just want to say thank you to all of them. They're just wonderful people and such great volunteers, and I really appreciate them. I may be the walk chair, but I don't do most of the work. My committee chairs and those that help them do such great work, and I appreciate them very much.
If somebody is listening and they've got a spare moment, you would never turn down any volunteer help, would you?
No, absolutely not. And if you are wanting to learn more about Grace or how you can help, please join us for one of our meetings. The committee meetings are every third Thursday at 6 o'clock up at the Grace office, which is right next to Royal Bank in downtown.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us.
Yep. Thank you, Phil.
That is Walk Chair June Nee. We're talking about Grace this morning on a Friday morning show, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark Jelenic, we're hearing a lot of different terms now when we read obituaries on WRCO about funerals and celebrations of life, and maybe you can go over some of the differences today.
Sure. So some of the differences are, they're very similar. So in a traditional sense, a funeral service would be, you'd have a casket there with a body that you would come in and view. So if we even move that back a little bit, look at the difference between a visitation and a wake. So some people still call them a wake, even though we don't stay awake all night to stay with the body to see if they are awake or if they will awake. So we will stay there with them. So now we just have a visitation where we come to visit them. So that's one kind of change. But a funeral service in the traditional sense is you have a body in a casket, and then afterwards we're going to have a burial of that body in a cemetery. Then we kind of added a memorial service to it where the individual is cremated first, and then we have an urn with the body there, with the cremated remains there. And then what happens after that service is really up to the family. If they're buried, if they're scattered, if they go home with the individual. The new one is the celebration of life. A lot of people say, I want to have a celebration of life. Well, a celebration of life can kind of mean whatever you want it to mean. It can mean that we play a very specific kind of music at the visitation, or when people come together, maybe we have a service at the end of it. Maybe we don't. Maybe we have multiple people get up to speak in a more kind of open-ended thing. We have a time of sharing that maybe multiple people are invited to get up and speak at. Maybe we have different food options there. We might eat right there with the body. Some people think that eating with a body is a little on the awkward side, and other people have no issues eating in the presence of a deceased individual. So for every person, what these terms mean is really up to them. What one person might deem as a celebration of life, you might deem as a funeral. We've just added one element to it. So celebration of life is kind of what people would think is more of an uplifting event, where a funeral is kind of deemed a kind of a depressing down event to remember that individual. And a memorial service is, in terms, to remember that person. So with time, the terms change, and exactly what the public feels those things are is up to them. With a celebration of life, maybe you want them to wear a specific kind of outfit. Maybe they're a fan of the Brewers or the Packers or the Bucks. You want them to wear something like that, or a flannel shirt or something with a band or their favorite color. You could do that. You could do releasing of balloons or birds or butterflies or different things along those lines. So there's different things that you can do to kind of celebrate their life. So it's up to each person what that might mean to them.
With custom-made scrapbooking supplies along with consignment clothing. It's 56 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle.